First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 says, "The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Beloved, the cross to the world is a foolish thing. It looks to the world like something to avoid. It looks to the world like something that is not to be desired. But in the wisdom of God, it says the foolishness of the cross, the foolishness of preaching the cross, is what will bring us to salvation. Have you considered what the cross, what the action of the cross is in the life of a believer? Well, what it does, first of all, is it takes the old man that is prone to sin, that man that is prone to selfishness and self-consumed and the lover of sin, and that old man gets crucified on the cross, identifying with Christ by his death and burial and resurrection. He now has a new life, and we identify with that same operation in Christ. The world looks on and says, this is foolish, but to us which believe, to us which are saved, it is the power of God. For after that, it says here in the verse 21, for after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because, beloved, consider this, the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Isn't that an amazing thing to consider this morning? That the very things that the world looks at and says, that's foolishness, that thing is wiser than men. And why is it wiser than men? Because there is a power that comes by embracing the cross, by embracing the action of the cross in our lives, by allowing God to crucify the old man. There is a power that is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And so, beloved, let us rejoice today if we are those things which are not, those things which the world looks on and considers foolishness, if those things which are, in the world's opinion, in the world's attitude, are weak, those things which are not mighty, because we, in fact, are the ones that will confound the mighty in the day. And so, God bless you here today as you consider these things. I hope you've been inspired. And if you'd like to leave us a message here at the Fountain of Life Ministry, go ahead and use mailbox 99 and you can leave a message.